You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere. Here are your hosts, Anthony Kestrovince and Phil Rogers.
This is MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition. I'm Anthony Kestrovince, along with Phil Rogers, and talking about a Tigers team that's found its way not only in second place in the American League Central, but they entered the week out of the playoff picture as a result of the way the last couple of weeks have gone for them. Definitely a surprising slide from a team that most people kind of took for granted as a playoff team for sure, and probably a division winner as well. Phil, if you're a Tigers fan, how concerned should you be right now with the way things have gone the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I'm sure you're in panic mode, full on. I would advise caution. I still think, I know there's a lot of things to worry about with the Tigers, Justin Verlander's health being paramount among them, Miguel Cabrera not hitting for power. But I think at the end of the line, I have a hard time picturing this team not being in the playoffs. You look at the Royals, that might be the number one cause for concern I would have now. It wouldn't be so much that the Tigers are on a bad streak. To me, they've always sort of been an up-and-down kind of a team that, in my view, pretty much knew they were going to be playing in the playoffs. But the Royals, this stretch that they're on after their series, weekend series in Minnesota, they've won 15 of 18, they were seven games back as recently as I think it was July 24th, and now taking a pretty good lead as we're talking over the Tigers. So, are the Royals going to be able to maintain that? If so, then I think that you have to start worrying about the Tigers, but I still see them as a playoff team. Why don't we bring in Jason Beck, who knows a lot more about the Tigers than either one of us. Jason, the level of concern on a 10 scale, what is it right now in Detroit?
In Detroit? Probably like a 12, I guess. Certainly, in the community, it's up there. They've had a lot to worry about up here in recent days outside of sports, with the flooding from earlier in the month and all. But, this is right up there among, on the disaster scales for a lot of guys. I think, this is a position where, a lot of fans never expected they'd see this club. And I think just when you see a team like this struggling to score runs, I think no matter what the pitching is like, the energy level looks down. And I think between the offensive struggles and the losses on the pitching staff, especially in the rotation with Verlander, having to miss that start and Anibal Sanchez on the DL, I think, you watch this team and there's a little bit of a down energy there, kind of a negative energy going on, really.
How would you say, Beck, Brad Ausmus is holding up through all this? Obviously, a rookie manager thrust into a win-now situation, a really, World Series or bust kind of mentality, and this is definitely a challenge for him. Given that context and also given the context of it being his first year in this position.
It does seem like he's trying to figure out which buttons to press, or at least which buttons are going to work. I think he's tried some buttons here, and they haven't worked out. You're starting to hear, more signs of frustration out of him, mainly at the offense and kind of just how, no matter what he's tried, and he's tried few different things, but he's somewhat limited there. No matter what he's tried, he can't seem to get them started on a streak where they're consistently scoring runs. And it's funny because other people looking from the outside will look at some of the defensive play of late, especially over the last homestand, and say that that for a lot of people would be a bigger concern because they've had some games where they've looked sloppy, where guys have made defensive mistakes. There's been a couple miscues on fly balls that honestly would not have happened I think of Austin Jackson as a center field, at least on one of them, and on another one was just a plain mix-up. And I think there's some concern there. I think Brad's a little bit more forgiving on that part because he's playing some younger players in key spots, especially on that left side of the infield. You know, he's showing more patience there. I think he's more frustrated at the lack of production offensively, especially from some of the veteran hitters.
Jason, looking at a trade that was made a long time ago now, that Prince Fielder trade, the mean part of me wonders how bad would this be if Prince Fielder was raking home runs in Texas like a healthy Prince Fielder might have been. But then I look at the other side of that trade, and it seems like when you look at a Tiger lineup right now, Ian Kinsler's got to be a guy that's under the gun to get it going. It's on-base percentage hovering around 300 for the month of August. First 17 games in August, scored all of 4 runs. What do you see with Kinsler? I know he's always been an odd player, that kind of unorthodox in the way he goes about things, and just kind of how does he look right now?
You know, right now it seems like he's out of his game. I don't think it's a health issue. If it is, they've done a really good job of hiding it, team and player alike. But the swings aren't there, and he's not slashing the gaps nearly the way he used to. And I don't know if opponents are pitching him differently now, having seen what he did over the first half, or if he's starting to try to take some more chances and try to do a little bit too much, which seems odd for a veteran player like him to do. I know Brad has tried to do some different things with him. He tried batting him leadoff, a couple different stints here. Dad hasn't seemed to do a whole lot. He's tried, getting some guys in motion ahead of him. He's tried changing some things up there, and it just, for whatever reason, that's one of, if not the biggest, puzzles remaining about the slump. Because I think, I might be in the minority, but I think Miguel Cabrera is starting to come around, at least from a pure hitting standpoint. But, if he keeps coming up, without a whole lot of guys on base and without a whole lot of, trouble for the pitcher to await, then, there's not a whole lot, that he can do. And I think part of that's on Kinsler to get going again and become that catalyst.
Jason, obviously, you lose Anibal Sanchez and Justin Verlander right when he was starting to get going. Now that's going to affect your rotation. I don't think anybody expected, Buck Farmer and Robbie Ray to have this prominent role at this point in the season. But, to me, the as big as anything is losing Joaquin Soria out of the bullpen. Obviously, he was their big trade deadline pickup there, really beleaguered area for this team. And now they're trying to patch things together. Bring up Jim Johnson, giving him a shot. He had a rough go his first time in a Tigers uniform. Joe Nathan's ups and downs continue, I guess you call it chin flip gate the other day with the Detroit fans getting on him. What's kind of the state of the bullpen right now with Soria out of the mix?
It's really chaotic, to be honest with you. I mean, you've got your late inning guys set, even if they're all, if they're not all pitching consistent. But what you lose in Soria is a really versatile arm that Brad felt like he could use anywhere from the seventh inning to the ninth inning to extras, and be able to plug him in. Not only if guys need the day off, but you could plug him in with guys on base and be able to get a big out. He never really, it took Story a little while to get in the comfort zone. And then once he did, it felt like right after that, he got hurt there in Toronto, and you ended up really, I don't know if we've really seen the full value of what Soria can do. But essentially what it did was it put the Tigers back at square one as far as where the bullpen was before that trade, which was having to, use a few key guys you know, on a regular basis to the point where you were risking wearing them down. And the extra risk there right now is that they're in one of their toughest stretches of the season as far as, you know, games played over a number of days, you know, without a whole lot of off time. Because they've got day-night doubleheaders coming up on back-to-back Saturdays on the road, which means, you know, starting this week, they have a stretch of 24 games in 23 days, and that includes an off day coming up next week. They've got to be able to get some depth out of that bullpen. That's where Jim Johnson comes in. You know, it's not something you see the Tigers. I would have never expected the Tigers to make a move like that and take a flyer on the Jim Johnson at this point in the year. But, you know, really where they're at, they've got to try something. And they see a guy who, you know, the velocity's still there. It's not like he had this massive injury or anything like that. Just, you know, the pitching somehow deserted him. So what you have then is, you know, a guy who gets a brief AAA tune-up and now is thrown into a different situation to see if a change of scenery works out. And, you know, we'll find out. I think depending on how long Soria is out, you know, this could be really important for them to see if they can get, you know, any sort of key outings out of this guy.
Well, aside from the bullpen issues and the offense struggling and the rotation getting hurt and some defensive mishaps, sounds like things are going pretty well for the Tigers right now. Certainly a lot of time to turn it around, though, so we'll see if they can climb back to the top of the Central. I want to thank Jason Beck for joining us. For Phil Rogers, I'm Anthony Kastrowitz. This has been MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.